And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to bring you another television review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Squid Game, the South Korean survival drama that's been recently popping off on Netflix. It's at least for the last two to three weeks, as the time of I'm recording this, it's been number one on Netflix. And originally, this got released back in like mid September, and it's just Netflix has been like really populating its library with a bunch of variety, and it's been very enjoyable seeing other countries' media. So it's been great, and I personally have been enjoying different things. I remember I actually did a review back on my like YouTube channel on the I think it was a Portuguese show called 3%, and that was enjoyable. So Squid Game, we're gonna talk about Squid Game here. Squid Game, simply put, is kind of is like a debt collector with combined with Dead Man Wonderland. It's just this very intriguing show where individuals who are literally down in their luck, in debt, debt collectors are after them, and they're given a chance to win some money. 456 people are given this opportunity to acquire money. All they have to do is win 6 games in this like debt matches. And for the most part, you know, I won't spoil anything because the show actually has a really reasonably interesting pacing to it. What I'll say is episode 1 gives you basically a really good like intro into what you're getting yourself into as your show is. Down in your luck main character of what was the name? I'm gonna be really bad with Korean names, so I do apologize. With our main lead, Jin Hoon. Sun Jin Hoon. Yeah, I believe that was our main lead. You know, your a standard classic main character, down in his luck, living in with his mother, failed businesses, like wife left him, all this, like classic stuff for a main lead for these types of shows. And then he's approached by this gentleman with an opportunity to win some money. Upon that, he just continues on, and then he's pulled into the big main just this cacophony of people that wake up in this random room with these strangers that had like these Among Us costumes. It was crazy. And then you get into this very, very simple game of red light, green light. A classic child's game. I think most of the world has played a version of this. It's a very simple game where, you know, you go when it's green and you stop and when it's red. And if you move while it's red, you're out of the game. And, you know, during this this point, people are like, okay, well, you know, simple children's game, nothing's gonna happen. And then the first player dies, and then I think nearly half the player die. And it's not really that big of a spoiler because this is episode 1, and it's a very good driven episode 1. Because then if your thoughts for this 9 episode series is this is going to be basically the show, how are they going to like extend 6 games into 9 episodes? And what's good about it is like episode 2 does a reasonably good like little bit of a plot changer, and it helps like build out the character development of all most of these players that you're going to meet. And that's what makes shows overall intriguing, is that you want to enjoy the characters that you're watching. You want to feel something. You want to love them. Do you want to hate them? Do you want to know more about them? Like, and mostly for this types of shows, like, just follow, because for the most part, you are following the main character of Jin-hoon, but there are some other members. Like, there's the gentleman, what was his name? His friend. How do you pronounce that? Oh my god. Hansu? I think that was it. The one, the gifted student. And they keep bringing this up. And he, for the most part, you know, you wonder why the gifted student is here in this moment. You know, he owes some money because he is in this moment in this death game. So you're wondering, okay, you want to know more about this gentleman. You get to meet, you know, these just basically some other interesting players. And along the line, there are some other subplots going on. Some of them pay off, some don't. It's very intriguing. I think what they might do during season 2 might expand on what some of the subplots that didn't kind of really like play out really well will kind of succeed there. But for the most part, you get a reasonably interesting show from beginning to end of the journey of all these individuals. And you just like, you just hope and wonder and see what game they'll play and how they'll interact, because it is one of those, like, it's interesting. It's like, it gives you like this weird prisoner dilemma. And it gives you this weird sense of cabin fever. There's just everything in this thing where you're kind of stuck, and you're a rat trapped in a corner, and there's no way out, and you're being made to basically play children's games, or you die, but for a chance to get out of this pit that you have somehow ended up in your life. And for the most part, you know, you, like I said, the characters that they showcase in this television show are like very intriguing. They do a reasonably good job building story. I personally highly recommend you watch this in Korean. It's like, for me, I'm used to watching shows subtitled. If you are a frequent listener of Reaction Cast, there are anime reviews on this show, so I'm like, it's normal for me to do traditional readings of sub shows. I did try watching episode 2 in English, and just because I was, I kind of watched episode 1. I was still like more like intrigued, but I was getting to the point where I'm like, okay, these are gonna be like hour long episodes, and it's a little bit exhausting just tonight because I'm kind of watching these like in a row so much. I just don't want to overthink and stuff like that. But I don't know, it just didn't fit well. Lip sync gets to me too. If the lips aren't syncing, it just bothers me. But I did hear it. They're not bad. The English cast isn't that bad. But I think watching it in its native language is key. I always say this for the most part on most shows that are not basically American. You should, or anything in English, that you should watch it in its native language. Because you get a little bit more out of it. Like, you just get more like oomph to the to the show, and a little bit more gravitas for some scenes for sure. For the most part, you kind of already understand what the show's gonna go from episode 1. Episode 2 just gets you more pulled in, and you just start to ponder some other things. The rest of the show, for the most part, is like intriguing, wondering what's gonna happen, who's gonna perish, what's the overall like endgame for the show, because you just really don't know, and like why is this all happening, you know? It's one of those interesting things, because it feels like they will be making a season 2. I've been reading reports of the director of the Squid Game. Man, he took so long. He worked so hard to get this show like out to the public. I've read stories where he literally had to sell his laptop just to continue surviving himself. And he's like been trying for like I believe 8 to 9 years to get this show up and running, and Netflix like said, sure, why not? Like, good on the director and for getting this. Was it the director or the writer? I might be screwing that up. Actually, director, writer, and creator, all same guy. I think like Doon Hyuk. I thought his name is Doug for a second, but Doon Hyuk. I think that's how you pronounce it. But yeah, like mad props to him. And I know he said he's thinking of working on a second season, but he does not want to like belittle or like offend the audience that have like cultivated this like fan base for this show, because it is a very intriguing show. I myself know that I probably could survive. I could survive Red Light, Green Light. Second game was kind of fucked. Could I do it? If I chose the right one, I could. Some of the team games are fucking annoying because you have to rely on other people. It's interesting. There's a lot to the show. And they do a lot of, like, good, like, meld with characters. A lot of good relationship between people. And a reasonably good conclusion to this show that can lead to a second season. Will there be a second season? Maybe. But if it doesn't, I'm happy. It's fine with a season 1. Like, it's a good 1 through 9. Solid 9 episodes. I can't say more than that. Because I'm gonna give this, a solid 9 out of 10. I would give it a 10 out of 10, but there was just a couple subplots that just didn't make sense. And by sense, it's like, I get what they were trying to do, but they kind of like nipped it in the butt at the end. And I'm like, okay, that's where this ends. Okay, there's nothing to continue. It's like the string was cut and that's it. But besides that, the rest of the show, fantastic, great acting, great story, great like score to this, like the like sometimes of the childish music playing in the background, the intensity, and overall a good beginning to end. Solid 9 out of 10. Let me know what you guys thought about Squid Game. Have you watched it? Are you going to watch it? Let me know on Instagram, Twitter, or TikTok. Or are you watching this on YouTube, leave it in the comments below. But thank you. So, thanks again for watching or listening. Until next time, see ya.